ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Attend, written by West Camel and read by Annie Aldington and Anna Bentinck. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Publishing Limited. Chapter 1. Anne pulled at the door, but it resisted. It clung to the jambs. She hoped no one was passing on the balcony outside, seeing that she couldn't even get out of her own home. She tugged again, and recalled struggling like this once before, when Mel had locked her in. He'd grabbed her as she'd made a dash for the front door of their flat, held her against the wall, his heavy forearm at her throat, searched her pockets for her keys and the money she'd stolen from his wallet to buy herself a hit.
"Now look after your fucking kid!"
he'd shouted, as he locked the door from the outside, his face a dirty blur in the frosted glass. Julie had wailed in the next room, the insistent keen of a six-week-old. What was it? 18 years ago? The sound still rasped. Anne's hand slipped, and she grazed a layer of skin off the knuckle of her thumb. She took a breath and looked down at the key in her palm, its grooves and notches clean and new. Mel was long gone. She was alone, and this door was just a bad fit. She tried pushing her toe under its bottom lip and pulling the handle upward. With a bit of a twist, it opened. She stepped out into sunlight and the smell of roasting meat. Sunday. Her mother would be busy with the dinner right now. Hot banging pots. Perhaps she should walk over there, have something to eat, help with the washing up. But Julie would be home with the baby. They wouldn't want Anne there spoiling things. As she descended the three floors to the courtyard, she heard booming voices and shrieking kids. The Nigerian family on the ground floor had just arrived back from church. Anne nodded to them as she passed. The children in neat suits and dresses, the men smart, and the women tall in their hot-coloured wrappers and stiff headscarves.
"Hello, how are you settling in?" asked the mother, her children swinging at the ends of her long arms.
"Not bad, thank you. Getting there, you know."
But Anne kept moving, conscious of her mousy, messy hair, her drab jeans and scuffed trousers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?